How did this film idea come about?
Actually, the expedition was failing no matter what. We heard about this, and then the film just joined forces with the expedition. So the idea of mixing artists and scientists, it was already there. The idea is actually quite old. I think even Columbus, when he went to the States, he even had artists with him on the boat. So, you know, the idea to mix scientists and artists is an old idea when you go on an expedition. And especially when you go into, like, unknown land. This is unknown in the sense that no one has really been here. And now with the global warming, it's possible, although it's really hard to maneuver in the fjord system, but you can do it now for the first time in a very long time.
Going into the film, what were you looking to try to capture?
In the beginning, I thought it was going to be like a really apocalyptic. I thought my idea about the film should be the end of civilization, or we're facing our own Armageddon. But then when I was up there, I was kind of overwhelmed by how optimistic the scientist approach was to everything. It turned out to be just like a celebration, I guess, a celebration of life, like how strong life is and how hard it is to get rid of life once it's present as a planet in the universe. We are just one life form. We are the dominant species right now, but we will also vanish, and someone else, another form of life will come after this. And in the end, it just became like a celebration, I think, of life and a portrait of humanity, I guess, a portrait of how futile and small we are, but also how moving it is.
Can you think of any, you know, give a specific example in the film where you captured that?
Yeah, I think like when the scientists are trying to give a name to a place that has never been given a name to before, how trivial it is in a way. But also when they find the polar bear and how they react to it, there's a lot of parallels between the polar bear and humans. And I think that's what they also realize, that it is a species that has now been driven very far from what it was meant to be and how it was the normal habitat. And like we are now, you know, confronted with the, well, how do we survive?
So what kind of message do you want the audience to take away from this film?
Everyone is talking about the climate and climate change, and everyone is using the word climate, and no one is talking about nature. So I guess I want to emphasize on nature. It's almost like a romantic idea, but putting nature back in the debate and in people's mind. And also, we just popped up on the planet just very recently, and then immediately we think that everything is going to end, and we think that it's our fault. That's like a very human thing to do, and I think it's a mistake. I don't think we have at all the power to destroy Earth. We can, you know, destroy our bit, but we can never destroy Earth. It's like an inverted vertigo in us. You know, you look up at something, and it's so big, so you're dizzy.
You sure like going to these very remote locations, don't you?
Yeah, I was always attracted to Greenland, but I think it's also like a Danish thing, because we have a history with Greenland. I guess it's like American boys, you know, they dream about cowboys and the Wild West, and Danish boys, they dream about Greenland and Eskimos and expeditions.